Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. Last week we had the Good Fortune Show, and we started New Year with that. Hopefully, you can see good fortune coming in. Whatever our eyes look at, whatever we witness, whatever we see, keeps repeating itself in patterns, and it multiplies. So things just tend to grow. Whatever it is that we focus on grows. And if we like trees, and we look at trees and grass, it grows. Everything grows. So suddenly there'll be a whole bunch of trees, greenery everywhere. Because that's what we focus on, that's what we like, that's what we send to the universe as saying, we appreciate this, thank you so much, and then it grows. This also means that if you have money, and you look at money, and you feel, oh my God, I have money, and you feel happy about it, it's going to grow, the money. And if you look at love, and then you're thinking, oh, he's so sweet, he's so cute. Appreciation, right? You are appreciating what you have. That grows then. That's the law of attraction. Whatever we focus on grows. It has to. I know they talk about atoms and molecules and everything gathering together, attracting one another and then growing. Isn't that all the cells, multiplication? A baby is formed and then it grows. So since this is the law of attraction anyway, happening everywhere and everybody can see it, cell multiplication, growth, trees multiplying. You give a forest, okay, you give a patch of trees the chance to grow without trimming it, it's going to grow. It's just going to keep multiplying groves of it. And then forests. It's us humans who go around controlling it, correct? We're so busy controlling everything. Oh, this is growing too much, let's control that. That's growing too much, let's control that. And most of the times they're controlling things that they shouldn't be controlling. I wish somebody would control the traffic in India. No, they're not controlling that. That grows. They're too busy controlling other things. Right? So, in cities especially, you will notice all kinds of buildings. I mean, how did New York become what it is? Growth of cement structures. That's what grew. The number of cars grew. Everything grew. Everything that shouldn't grow, grew. And then New York became the way it is. Block after block after block of a cement jungle. So they controlled all the trees and did not control the buildings and the cars. And that's what grew. You sit in a car in New York. There's just 1 mile to travel. And the GPS says, it's 25 minutes. 25 minutes to travel 1 mile. Weird, right? But that's what happened. New York became a cement, concrete jungle. And the number of cars over there, they're busy trying to get from point A to point B. That increases the traffic time. So, what do you think the people of New York intended to happen? Beautiful scenery with fantastic trees and flowers? No, that's not what they intended. They intended a concrete jungle, and that's what happened, filled with cars. And it takes 20, 25 minutes, 35 minutes sometimes to just go 1 mile. 1 mile. And obviously, all the Uber people, all of these people have to provide for that time, and then they charge you a bit more, I think. Oh, because it takes me that much time, even though it's only 1 mile. So if you think about it, people have to focus correctly because what they focus on expands to create their reality. That's the law of attraction. And we are the perceivers of a situation. We perceive it. Now, what happens is when a person perceives something, they create a story in their mind. Am I right? Everybody is a perceiver, right? And they perceive a situation and they create a story in their mind. And then accordingly do things. They do things accordingly as per their perception, because all of their actions are now guided by their perception. And then if their perception is skewed, incorrect, faulty, what happens? Actions are wrong, faulty, incorrect, skewed. So, going back to perception and focus, let's focus on focus today. Focus and perception can be the key points that we work on today because, trust me, if you can get your focus and perception of situations, that is to say, you learn how to focus properly and perceive things differently, you will be able to defeat the situation. But focus and perception, it sounds so easy, correct? Oh, I'm going to learn how to focus properly. Yes, and I'm going to learn how to perceive properly. Yes. But you would know if you're doing it correctly or not. You would know if you're doing it correctly or not. And that would happen by virtue of results. When you see the results and you see what is happening, you would know whether your perception is okay, if your focus is okay. And in Abraham's books, they talk about when you go to a buffet dinner and you see many items over there in the buffet. Are you going to focus on the things you don't want, or are you going to focus on the things that you want? Even in a catalog of a dress company, clothing catalog, there's going to be things that people don't want, and there's going to be things that they want. And what does the person do? Do they focus on the things they don't want, or do they focus on the things that they want and then order accordingly? Amazon is a great example. We all go to Amazon, we all go to Amazon.com, and there we are, depending on the country that you are in, of course. So Amazon.com has many, many items listed over there, but we don't focus on what we don't want. We focus on what we're searching for. So when the focus works so well while shopping, even when we go to a food market where they supply vegetables and provisions, groceries, we focus on what we want to buy, not on what else is there. In fact, we're so good at this, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. We are so good at this, especially ladies, that even if they have a lot of items on ridiculous discounts, super cheap, throwaway price, if we don't want it, we will not take it. We won't take it just because it's given at a really low price. No, we're not, because we think of our wardrobes, we think of how much storage space there is, and anyway, we don't want it. If we don't want something, we don't take it. So just because something's on sale, we just don't grab it. Oh, it's on sale, I don't want it, but I'm going to take it. No. We focus on what we want. And sometimes, if we have to pay a higher price for something, if we really want it, we buy it. That's how we are. So when we're so good at focusing on provisions, groceries, clothing, shoes, everything that we buy, then why can't we focus on thoughts and situations? And then also learn how to perceive situations correctly. And I will explain more as we go into our sections. We are going to go into money manifestation now, work and career. We'll take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and then, of course, we're going to talk more about all of this. So don't go away. I'm coming back soon. So hold on tight. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Joyful manifestation means hitting a certain vibration. And in that vibration, all good things happen. It happens in joy, it happens with joy, and it ends up giving joy. You don't want things to happen in a way that is not joyful. Because then the lasting effects may not be joyful. Sometimes if something happens with too much effort, that thing is not joyful in itself. It's different if the process itself needs effort. But I can give you one small example. 2 days ago, not 2 days ago, day before yesterday. No, sorry. Day before yesterday, I was staying over in a particular hotel with my family. And we find out, and it's our favorite hotel. Remember I said I'm very choosy about the hotels that I stay in? It has to be certain particular hotels. Though don't get me wrong, if ever I have to adjust or accept a situation the way it is, right? I'm perfectly able or capable of doing that too. But given a choice, I have certain preferences. And so we were staying at this hotel that we normally stay in. And turns out, and this never happens to people, the central government, the main government, Minister of Power was there in that hotel. He arrived. And so many police and, you know, security and everything. He ended up staying the same floor, on the same floor that we were on. It's so funny because just before we left, I was telling my mom, my mother, we were going somewhere, a temple, and I was saying, okay, you know, mommy, you go there and you're going to get a lot of power. And I'm talking of power in a good way. Feel good, confidence, though she's very confident. But I said, you'll get a lot of power. It could be power to execute things even more. She's a fantastic manifester. So turns out the Minister of Power, the Chief Minister of Power, central government, was there. In that hotel, on the same floor that we stayed on. And it didn't strike me, of course. Like, okay, all this police everywhere. And then they were very friendly to me, the police. So next day when we were leaving, because I just didn't try to make any friendships or I didn't try to meet him, even though his door was open wide there. But I didn't try it. I just didn't feel like or whatever. I never got a feeling that I should. But next morning, I said, you know, maybe I should try to meet him. Give him my book, though I didn't have one, but at least take his contact so I could send one. My radio show link. I mean, Minister of Power for the whole country. Amazing, right? And yes, the Minister of Power. So see the word power? I was just telling my mom, my mother, that, you know, let's go to this temple and there could be power there. Next thing I know, the Minister of Power is staying on our floor. And so next morning, I go out into the corridor and I ask the police there, how do I get his information so I can send something? And they said his assistant is there and he's getting ready and they let us know when he gets ready and you can talk to the assistant. And then who himself is a big government official. And so anyway, I go back to my room. Nobody comes knocking on the door, even though the police said they would come knocking on my door. But then suddenly I thought, you know what, let's check out after waiting for some time. So my family and me, we go out into the corridor to the lift and the police are saying, he's leaving now. The chief minister is leaving now. And I get a hold of him in the elevator and I get all his information. Take it down, phone number, WhatsApp phone number, everything. His personal assistant, I get his information. And there you go. Just a lucky coincidence. A second, if I was a little late or a little early, I wouldn't have met him. But it was right there. The police said, he's going into the elevator, catch him now. And, because we left the room at that particular time. So coincidence and chronicity, all of these things start working together. And just because I said, we're going to get more power or something, about the sub-temple. And it turns out the Minister of Power was there. And it's like, okay, fine, I don't know. It's just words, keywords. The universe is listening. The universe is listening. And it's busy pairing up people. It's busy matching people and situations. Who knows what's going to happen with this contact that I now have in my hand? Which, if I was a second too early, a second too late, the elevator doors would have closed, he would have gone. And what happened? Why did the universe give me this feeling, give us this feeling that we need to leave the room at exactly that moment? How did that happen? And so now if you think of all the business people out there, people who want money, people who want their businesses to grow, people who want the right contacts to grow, your luck, your good luck, your good fortune, energy needs to work so that you get the right contact at the right time. And no effort on my side, literally no effort. No effort, just a whole bunch of synchronicity, coincidences, lucky accidents. Okay, cancel the word accident, lucky meetings, correct? And then everybody out here who's listening. It's so important. If you're after the big money, if you're after a job, if you're after something, the break, singers, actors, models, even people who just want a simple job, you have to be looking at the right time at the right thing. And timing needs to work in favor. And things can happen just like that, snap of a finger. And you meet the right person at the right time. Now, whether I'm going to do something with this or I don't do something with this, that's my choice going forward. But the universe did make it available to me. And the minister was kind enough to keep the elevator open. I mean, his assistant was keeping it open while the assistant gave me his number and I took it down in my iPhone notes. So all these things just transpired as if in a dream. And this is just one example of the fantastic things that can happen for you when you let chance and good luck and joyful manifestation work for you. Now, joyful manifestation is a certain energy. It comes around people. There are different types of energies. And joyful manifestation is one particular energy that has been created, that exists, to come around people to help them in situations. Because when this energy comes around, good luck happens. Because that is what this energy is meant for. Good luck. And good things happening, coincidences. And so everybody's job, main job, is to get this joyful manifestation energy to flow in your life so that you're surrounded with it. Would anybody want to be in water that is polluted when they're swimming? No, they don't want to. They want to be surrounded with good, fresh water so that they can swim in it happily and be happy. And so We're talking of focus and perception. Now, this is money manifestation, and we're going to focus on perception. So let's say you're at work, and in that particular day, many things happen, some good things and some not so good things. A joyful manifester is going to be able to focus on the good and build up on that. A person who's not under joyful manifestation is going to be focusing on the negative and then doing office gossip and thinking bad of everybody over there, and then coming to the conclusion that company's not good enough, and neither finding a better opportunity nor making the best of one situation is not going to be able to. Basically, I'm saying a person who is not a joyful manifester will not be able to focus on the good and build up on it, but would focus on the negative and then build up on that. That is what would perpetuate. Now, focus is so important, and then perception. If the boss says something, a person who's not a joyful manifester would perceive it in a certain way. And a person who is a joyful manifester would perceive it in another way. And once a person perceives something in the best way ever, in a joyful manifestation way, the karma changes. It's almost like glitter falls everywhere. And then the aha moment, aha, aha, oh, that's what he meant. He meant it for my benefit. My boss meant it in the best way possible. He was not trying to criticize me, he was trying to help me. Aha. You know, the realization, enlightenment, the bulb lights up in the brain. Perception. And as you are able to perceive everything to your best advantage, joyful manifestation happens. Because you refuse to take a negative. Negative take on it. You refuse. You will only flow with the good. And you will perceive things in the best way possible. The same words can be taken this way or it can be taken that way. It all depends on how we perceive it. And that comes from many years of wrong focus. The glass is half empty and half full. The right focus can change everything. And it can tell the universe that you refuse to be served less than what you deserve, meaning that you have such a positive take on things that you're telling the universe, basically, you're telling the universe, it's a kind of a warning. Universe, make sure that I get the best situations because you know what? You can't fool me by giving me something less than what I deserve. Because I'm always going to take the optimistic viewpoint. And you will not be able to make me an unhappy person because I'm always going to transform this into a happy situation for myself. And as you do that and as you practice it, you will see that focus and perception work hand in hand for you to improve your experience of something. And my clients, a lot of people who are listening today, if you have an issue with properly focusing and even perceiving things to your best advantage, contact me. I will find the gold, the hidden gold and diamonds in that situation for you and bring it up for you to use. Because that's what I do. I will find the gold and diamonds in the situation and bring it up for you. And soon your thinking will be like mine, or even better. And you will be able to find the gold and diamonds in every situation, and soon there is just gold and diamonds everywhere. Because only good things are happening. You're lucky. You're just absolutely lucky, and everything just works out for you. And so, any work environment that you are in, any business that you work in or that you own, any political situation that you are in, money starts to work for you, and you find ways to earn more money and to retain your job and to climb up the ladder. There are people who go into companies and they form groups and go against the orders. It feels like empowerment. And remember, there's a difference between false empowerment and true empowerment. It feels like they are empowered because they feel justified and righteous, because they found a cause, they found something negative. And then they grow on that negativity. They're going against the owner and they form a group. If the group is powerful enough, yes, they can tip things, tip the scales to their advantage. But many times, a person gets blacklisted. But instead of joining these groups, if you become a joyful manifester, you will find the hidden gold in that situation and use it to your advantage. You're not saying planning bad things against people, but we're saying find the opportunities that would give you a fantastic resume. You will be the person who ends up doing great work. You will be given opportunities. You will get raises. You will get chances to prove yourself, and your resume just gets better and better. Because you're on a streak of good luck. You're climbing the ladder. Whereas there are other people who are busy going against everybody and thinking that life is bad and everybody's treating them poorly. Focus and perception are going to be your two main weapons, our tools to grow up in life and to make the most money ever. To be able to see where money is rather than to see where money isn't. It's just like those people who drill for oil and they find oil and water in the ground in certain places and suddenly that country gets rich. You've heard of all these stories. Some countries are busy focusing on what they have and what they can find and bring themselves up economically. There are other countries that are busy trying to find war and create war because that's their power. It's false empowerment. And then there are some countries right now that are making friends with each other and deciding who they're going to be against. Instead of focusing on great things and good things, their focus and perception is skewed. But then everybody here on the show is going to walk away, and I hope you do, with this thought that I need to work on my focus. I need to work on my perception of situation so that I become a joyful manifester. I become a great manifester, and I add the word joyful manifester because we want to be manifestors of good energy. There are people who are great manifestors in the world. great manifestors, but not necessarily joyful manifestors. They could be manifesting situations that could be creating super turbulence and negativity for themselves and everybody. Hence, the word joyful manifestation is so important, because the type of manifestation that happens here is born out of joy. The creation process is joyful. The results are joyful. And so there's going to be fantastic results happening as we increase and better our focus and perception of situations. We are going to take a couple of minutes break because we are entering soulmate manifestation. We will be listening to some music. So don't go away. I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a baby.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. Focus and perception works especially well, or is especially important in love. Because how we perceive a person, how we perceive what they say, what they do, would create the next step and the next step and the next step. Have you seen those movies where the good girl, bad guy, good girl, bad boy movies? So many movies are made on that particular theme, good girl, bad boys. And most clients who come to me, most clients who come for help, where love is concerned, has this particular theme going on. She's a good girl and he's a bad boy. She could be beautiful or simple looking, depends on the situation. And he could be handsome or not, mostly they are, but certainly a bad boy who does not want to commit. Or is in a situation of entanglement, or is a user of some kind, or a seeming user. And then this good girl is trying to do her best, but she's neither seen nor heard properly or effectively. I am very good at making the bad boy, or seemingly bad boy, fall in love with the good girl, and she gets what she wants. Of course, you know, I do check if they're soulmates. And a soulmate is a mirror. So in situations, and a lot of people who are listening might be able to connect with this, where they feel they're doing their best, but the man is not giving them the kind of attention that they need and want and desire. Recognition. Recognition and validation. And all of this is because the soulmate is a mirror of oneself and mirrors how one thinks of oneself. So if a woman, and starting from teenage itself, even in high school, people fall in love. And then going forward into life, college, work, environment, people are falling in love all the time, but they don't feel validated. It's because inside them, the validation does not exist of oneself. One needs to validate oneself first. And then the soulmate validates. So this truth or knowledge is needed, because if somebody can't validate oneself, herself, himself, the validation from the soulmate mostly does not come. And when one feels good about oneself and how amazing one is, this is where self-worth comes in. The validation from the soulmate will follow. I have found that a person who has no recognition of his or her own beauty, external, internal, often finds it mirrored back to them in society. So then others also mirror back that, oh, you're not beautiful, and I don't find you beautiful. I don't find you worthy of my attention. Instead of saying to oneself, and thinking, I am so beautiful, I am amazing, and the man I love loves me or will love me because I rock. It comes back to oneself. And then one can take it forward into life and then see it beautifully reflected back through the eyes and words of everyone who's around. Test this theory. Test it. Now here, your focus and perception will help, because an example, and this happens to everybody, truthfully. Somebody could be in a workplace and likes a man, a guy who's there. Sometimes this girl, and let's call her fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane would be thinking, I think I saw him stare at me. I think I saw him look at me. I think I saw him check me out. And you know how good one feels when one thinks that? Now, if this happens again and again, And one starts to feel more and more that the man is looking at her, checking her out, staring at her when she's not looking, because he doesn't want to be caught, or whatever the reason is, he's not yet brave enough. The law of attraction will bring more and more of such occasions. Because the focus of this particular girl, fictitious Jane, is on the fact that she's being looked at, checked out, stared at by this particular man that she likes. So her focus is on that, and her perception will tell her, oh, he likes me. He thinks I'm hot. He thinks I'm great. He thinks I'm nice. He thinks I'm absolutely amazing. So her mind will work like this. Oh my God, this guy likes me. This guy likes me. He likes me. He likes me. Her focus and perception are working correctly for her. Now, the opposite of this is when fictitious Jane likes a particular person, a man in her office, but she thinks he's busy looking at everybody else except her. He is busy looking at everyone else except her. Or he's busy in his work and never checks her out. And she feels invisible. Her focus and perception are not working for her. Because if she had the right focus and perception, she would look up at exactly the time that he's checking her out. And she would notice that. Rather than look up at times when he's busy or talking to someone else. Here, coincidences matter. And then what happens is, if fictitious Jane keeps thinking, oh, this man is not looking at me, not looking at me, not looking at me, he doesn't even know that I exist, then the law of attraction brings more moments of thinking that, more reasons to think that. So if somebody is in any such situation, and this is where it basically starts, right? Romance. So if someone's in such a situation, someone needs to correct this and ask the universe to bring you situations where you notice the man looking at you. And then that starts to increase. So when or if someone is in a situation where they think someone is not giving them enough attention, ask the universe for chances to feel that he is looking at you. But then, you know, you yourself, fictitious Jane herself, needs to feel that she's amazing and that everybody looks at her. You know what I mean, right? There are some girls who just think they're devastatingly beautiful and that everybody is after them. This is not just the ego, it's just that's what they think of themselves, and then it happens, correct? Oh, I'm so hot, I'm so cute. And they're checking themselves out, they're checking their eyelashes, they're checking their hair. Yes, there's ego involved in this, but there's confidence. And then that's exactly what happens, because this girl, whether she looks nice or not, now you're not judging people, whether they really look nice or not. It's the confidence. She's busy tossing her hair and she's making eyes at herself, admiring herself. And then in her aura contains information. The information says, I'm hot. People check me out. Guys check me. And then her aura attracts that to herself. And so if somebody's in the very opposite of that, or even in the middle, and they want to build this up, they have to focus properly and perceive things properly. So a person should perceive that they're being looked at rather than they're not looked at. A person should perceive that someone likes them rather than not like them. Their perception mechanism has to work well for them. And then if you look at world leaders, country leaders, they need to perceive that the people of the country like them rather than that they don't like them. And then they gather more information of people liking them rather than not like them. And then numbers start to prove it. What are numbers? Numbers are things floating in the air according to one's attraction factor. So if someone thinks and believes, and it's in their aura, that they're going to attract good numbers in elections, in money, that's what they will attract. This is not something where, oh, but the numbers say that I'm not attractive enough. Oh, the numbers say that I'm not rich enough. Oh, the numbers say that people don't want me as president. Don't believe that. Because the numbers change magically as your attraction factor changes, and we can work on it. We can work on that part. Because all of these things are possibilities. So let's say, and I'll explain this further. Let's say a person wants to attract a $10,000 salary, and we're talking something very, very basic right now, $10,000 USD salary. That possibility exists as a snapshot in the sky, space. Then there's another snapshot or possibility of $20,000 salary. There is another snapshot or possibility of $15,000 salary. There is a snapshot of the possibility of, yes, I'm going to be president. There's a snapshot of the possibility of no. There's a snapshot of the possibility of, yes, he loves me. And there's a snapshot of the possibility of no. And there are certain grays in between. Depending on our attraction factor, depending on our vibration, the snapshot of possibility that best matches, that matches the vibration that we are giving out, is what is attracted to us. That is what is attracted to us. And if you watch the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And I highly suggest you watch it. There's that little scene where they're playing around with the ball in a courtyard. Well, a little field where the little cute little boy who's explaining this to the heroine of the movie. And you know, I just got my 2-minute warning, and it's so nice talking to you, but I've been asked to sign off, and so we'll meet again for the Good Fortune Show next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show, and I'm asking you to look out and focus properly and perceive things properly. We will talk more about all of these things in the Good Fortune Show coming up. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show and wishing you a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.